You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl. Jason Gibbs back at the studio in the Galleria at ESPN Cleveland. We want to take your call, 216-578-0050. We're going to hear from Ross in Worcester. What's up, Ross?
Not much. How's it going, man?
Good, brother. How are you? I'm good.
Good. I'd say the Browns you can't do without. Got to be Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden, and we can't forget about Bernie Kosar.
Okay, good take. Good take. And that was more than it seems like that might be the popularity side,
I'm putting
too.
Putting Kosar down for a vote here.
Are you?
I am.
Noel, now you've opened a whole nother can of worms.
correct. The vote's coming in, too. You can call us, 216-578-0850. You can tweet at the show, at Browns_daily. I disagree with the whole Joe Thomas importance. I'm not saying he's not a big part of what we're doing, but
right.
I think you can live with that. You could survive if God forbid, you lost him.
I completely agree.
So James Skimmin, James the Ringer. Popularity, Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner, Joe Thomas.
Okay, that was my top three, just yep. In a different order.
Importance, Alex Mack, Carlos Dansby, heart and soul, Joe Thomas.
Okay.
I like the Dansby one.
I'm not an anti-Dansby guy, but I just believe in Kirksey and Robertson's ability to step up and play and make the plays, because I think you get that Dansby personality out of Dante Whitner.
I don't know. With no disrespect, I think Kirksey's a heck of a player, and I think Craig Robertson does a nice job. I think he's a nice player. I got no issues with either one of those guys. Dansby's just like – Dansby reminds me of the guy from The Replacements, where the coach grabs the linebacker, the crazy guy from the SWAT team. He goes, I need the ball. Go get me the ball. And then he runs out on the field, onside kick. Guy knocks out half the team, gets the ball, runs it right to the coach. That's Dansby. Like, if you need a play, Dansby, I need a play. And I think Dansby's going to give you a play.
And you got to love that about him. And to be very frank, when he was signed last year and I had my opportunity to talk about the Cleveland Browns prior to being on this show, I had always said what I loved about Carlos Dansby, and to take nothing away from DeQuell Jackson, because DeQuell could tackle and bump those tackle stats and was in top 5, top 10 in the National Football League for 6, 7, 8 years. But what I loved about Carlos Dansby is he's a stat-filling inside linebacker. And when I say that, he's going to get you 100 tackles. He's going to have, 6, 7, 8 tackles for a loss. He's going to get you 4 or 5 sacks. He's going to have 6 pass defensed and 3 interceptions. And a couple fumble and a fumble caused and a fumble recovery. And I love that about that player, because that's to me is what winning inside linebacker play is all about, as opposed to just a tackling machine.
Well, and that was DeQuell Jackson.
And you know better than I.
He was a tackling machine.
And I thought with the defense being good but not great at times with DeQuell in there, I felt watching his tape, even during my career and a little bit thereafter, a lot of his tackles happened 4 or 5 yards down the field. And almost every linebacker in the National Football League can do that. What's difficult is doing what I just mentioned Carlos Dansby does every place he's been, Miami, Arizona, and here, is fill the stats.
Yeah. Nope. You're 100% right.
You want to go back to Twitter?
I can. Bobby Bear tweets at the show. Most important players. Dansby, number 3.
Okay.
Agree with Matt on Mack, number 1, and McCown, number 2.
Okay. So I'm not far off.
Nope.
He has mine. He said Mack 1?
Yep.
Mack 1, McCown 2, Dansby, and he had Dansby 3.
Yep.
Okay.
Derek Mosley says Josh McCown is my number 1 most All important. Right. I think Johnny gets us killed, although I'm rooting for the kid.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Jim Markley, no, we're snake bit. If we name 3 we can't lose, we will lose them for sure. Just our luck.
Oh, don't say that.
The battle. Our top 3 players are irrelevant because none of them are a QB. Our best players shouldn't be anyone but the QB.
But how many teams in the NFL can you say that about?
Now, that's a good question.
Right? Let's go.
All right.
I mean, off the top of our head.
All right, so we'll start. I'll start. AFC East. New England.
Brady. Okay. One.
Guy you can't live without.
Right.
The Jets.
Not Geno Smith, not Ryan Fitzpatrick. I would say their best player might be on defense.
Yep. The Dolphins.
Not Tannehill.
Nope. The Buffalo Bills.
Not any of their guys. What is it, Castle and EJ Manuel, right?
They're trying to recruit Jim Kelly to come back.
Oh, come on.
Am I wrong?
Post-cancer and all. Bless
his
heart.
Dude is still better. I'm gonna call that right now.
So you go the
AFC North.
Okay. Not Dalton.
Not Dalton. Baltimore.
Flacco.
That argument.
You make an argument. Flacco-ish.
Flacco's top three.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he's...
He's top three. He might not be number one. You're right.
Yeah. Suggs.
Suggs, Doomerville.
Yeah. Pittsburgh. Big Ben.
Okay. That team looks... You know what? Antonio Brown is very ordinary without Big Ben. Antonio Brown with Andy Dalton wouldn't be in the top 10 in the National Football League players. I don't believe.
Who wouldn't be?
Antonio Brown. With a quarterback like Andy Dalton.
I agree.
I just think Big Ben extending the play and Antonio Brown being as shifty and them being on the same page. Yes, he can get behind you. Yes, he can outrun you. But I think so much of that offense and having played against it in the AFC semis in Pittsburgh is getting Big Ben to the ground and not allowing him to extend the play. Because that's when Hines Ward and Antonio Brown, those guys, Hines Ward made his career in Pittsburgh because of Ben Roethlisberger and just his ability to find that zone after the play breaks down.
All right. So
we can go to the South. Nobody, so, not Houston. Probably not Tennessee. Probably not Jacksonville.
Obviously
and Indy. So there's one out of four.
So far through three divisions, we've got Brady,
quarterback.
Roethlisberger,
and Luck. Okay, let's go out west. Phillip Rivers, yes.
Yep.
Kansas City, no. Oakland? He's top three.
Yeah, but he's not the number one.
And we'll say Denver, yes.
Yeah, got to say Denver, yes.
So two out of four out there.
So there's five in the AFC total.
Five in the AFC. Let's go NFC. Okay.
The Giants.
Giants. I wouldn't say Eli.
See, Nathan killed me last week because I was like, I wouldn't put Eli in my top 10 quarterbacks because we were talking about Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting Russell Wilson ahead of Eli Manning.
Yeah.
He's like, guy threw 30 touchdowns.
And then he
and
just went right
yards.
To Pro Football Focus and just rattled off all his stats, right?
Yes, he did.
I'm sure.
You know how that goes.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to say no on Eli being number one. He's top three, but not number one.
All right. Philly.
Philly, no.
Dallas.
Yes.
I'll say Romo.
Okay. Dez is close second, though.
Yep. You know what? I might go Dez number one.
Yeah. See, so it's close. It's debatable.
It's close enough that he doesn't count.
There you go.
If it's
and Washington, no.
Nope. NFC North, Green Bay, obviously.
Yes.
Chicago.
Mm.
Depends if he takes the blue pill or red pill.
The Matrix. Is he in the Matrix or out of the Matrix?
I would say no.
Okay. No.
Minnesota.
No.
No, not yet.
Not yet. It's AP. And then Detroit? No. Megatron. He's top three, though.
Yeah. NFC South, Atlanta?
Yes.
All right. New Orleans?
What about Julio Jones?
Yeah. Nope. He's out then. Ryan's out. Matty Ice is out.
Okay. You said New Orleans, Drew Brees? Yes.
Okay.
Carolina, Cam Newton? Yes.
Yes.
And then Tampa Bay?
Not sure.
Not sure. No, I'd say Mike Evans. You go Mike Evans before you go Jameis Winston at this point.
So what do we have? One in the NFC East.
We haven't done the West yet.
Two in the North. Two in the North? One in the North. One in the North.
One in the North.
And then two in the South. So we have four so far.
Right.
Nine overall.
Let's go West. Russell Wilson? No. Marshawn Lynch.
Or Sherman.
Or Sherman. Yeah, exactly. Or Sherman or Chancellor or Earl Thomas.
Correct.
Carson Palmer, no.
No.
St. Louis, Foles, no. But then who do you – I mean, it's got to be a defensive guy.
Yeah, possibly.
Who's the guy they paid all that money to on the outside?
I don't know. I forget.
The defensive end, they paid him ridiculous money.
We'll see them at some point.
Gerald McCoy.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That's Tampa Bay. That's Tampa Bay, isn't it? Yeah, it's Tampa Bay.
I don't know.
I forget his name.
St. Louis, I'm not sure about. And Kaepernick. Right now?
Right now, yes.
Yes.
Right now, yes.
So there's 10 quarterbacks. Maybe 11 if you count Foles on St. Louis.
Exactly. Number one overall. Many had there were other teams. You could say the Buffalo Bills would not have a quarterback in their top three, right?
True.
At this point, you could probably say the Tennessee Titans don't have a quarterback in the top three. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers might not have a quarterback in the top three simply because they're rookies. Jacksonville might not. So Houston might not. Just because of the uncertainty surrounding their position, which is a lot of what we have here in Cleveland. Uncertainty at the quarterback position. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to grab a break here?
Yeah, we'll Let's take some more calls after the break.
We'll take some more calls, 216-578-0850, or tweet the show at Browns_daily. When we come back, Jason and I, we're going to play for you a little two-minute interview about Mike Pettine. The NFL Network put together, and they're giving advice to head coaches throughout the National Football League. Michael Robinson, a former Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl winner there, and Brian Baldinger sat down to discuss some of their advice that they would give to Mike Pettine for the upcoming season. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.